Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, folks, you wanted it, you got it. A Tomaselli sandwich with two slices of handsome, muscular men. Joining us as a... No need to adjust your TV, folks. You're not seeing double. We have our guest and my body double, Anthony Greco, joining us today, man. What's up, muscles?
How we doing, guys?
Give a little flex for the camera. Your shirt just explodes. Nice, man. Welcome. Thanks for doing the show, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Excited
of course,
to be here.
Dude.
Yeah. We're gay for you, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. We are actually kind of gay for you.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, what a fucking cool guy. Like, I can't think of a single other guy in New York comedy that is both muscular and also had surgery on his head.
Yeah, me neither, dude. I can't think of a single person.
Not, no, what comes to mind, dude?
I was thinking today how fast it would take you to reference that. I really was.
Me too.
Did you count on like first minute of the
I
pod?
Said, he's either good. Yeah. Yep.
At least you didn't do it during the intro. You saved it for like a little after.
Yeah, I did.
Just a little more.
You didn't go right into it. Being muscular in the intro, and then I said how you monopolized the muscular guy that had brain surgery.
Yeah, dude. Did you get any, after you were done with your brain surgery and everything, did any, like, was there any spillover sniz from that? They're like, you're
dude,
alive.
What are you doing? Look at him, dude. He's nothing but spillover
I mean?
Sniz.
They were like, I wish
I don't really need that.
I know, you know what I mean? Like, a girl who was like, man, I forgot to bang him before he went into surgery. And now that you're out, she's like, oh, he's alive? Oh, I'm gonna head on over there when he's healed up.
Time for round two.
I mean, I'm sure... I am like a sympathetic figure, so I will acknowledge that. So I'm sure some women do it for that, but I like to think women just like it because I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, dude. No, you're a cool guy, dude. I could assume. Cancer is just a plus. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, and he's a survivor.
You know, handsome is like the foot in the door, but like if you're a chill guy, like you get pussy. Like, I should be an incel. I should be a fucking incel, like straight up, dude. I have hate in my heart. I'm a disgusting looking man, but I'm chill. So it all works out, baby. Yeah. Women find that irresistible. Like, damn, what a fucking chill guy smoking weed and playing Xbox all day.
Yeah, I
like,
wish I figured that out way sooner. Yeah. I was not chill.
Well, they don't so fucking teach you that shit.
I had no siblings either, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
no.
There's
yeah.
really no one to be like,
you
what
had no
the
one
fuck
to
are
bang.
You doing? Yeah.
No siblings, dude? Fucking poor Sally,
I was like, oh, bad, dude.
Yeah, no siblings, no one to fuck me, dude.
Show me the way.
No one to get stuck in a washing machine.
Step Sally, what are you doing?
Oh, man, dude.
How do you, this is the 8th time this week, okay? How does this keep happening?
How much laundry do you have?
It's all socks, dude. Yeah. I was moving on up. Dude, on the way here, I rode my bike, and I'm
classic.
Yep, and it's nice out again. Mm-hmm. The tits aren't out yet, though.
It's we were talking about that before the pod. It's like one of the false starts to spring where you're like, "Fuck yeah, I can put out the AC units. I'm throwing out all my winter gear. We're done." And then the next day, you're gonna have fucking snowfall.
Oh no, definitely. I'm
only in New York, baby. The most unpredictable fucking place, dude.
Only place that happens is New York City.
Only place,
nowhere else.
If you want seasons, come to New York. If you want fucking 60-degree weather, go anywhere else in this fucking country, baby.
Yeah, dude. So I was on my way here on my bike, and I started just following the GPS. And I'm like, oh, I'm on a bike path, and then I'm on a bridge, and I start looking in the distance, and I see the Empire State Building, and I go, wow, that's just beautiful. And then I just keep riding, and I go, isn't Joe the other way in the Empire State Building?
And I'm moving towards
dude,
Manhattan.
I look at my GPS. My GPS sent me, I don't know why, I guess it was like a minute faster. It sent me over the Manhattan Bridge, then back over the Williamsburg Bridge.
What?
In
what?
Some weird, I got here.
Did
right?
you have like driving instructions on?
No, I just followed and like an idiot. Yeah, I was halfway on the bridge and I'm like, wait a minute.
Without doxing myself, I'm right off the Williamsburg Bridge. So that is like the most bizarre fucking
dude,
direction,
it,
dude.
Yeah, and I was already in Brooklyn, so it's anyway.
That's so weird.
That is ridiculous.
So I got a workout today too, Greg.
Were you using Google Maps or Apple Maps?
I did
Maps?
Do my push-ups.
Hell yeah.
You can make fun of me if you want.
No,
I've been texting Greg about my push-ups. push-up.
Yeah, you're still doing the push-up?
Dude, I am. Every day.
Bro, that's...
Every day.
Because in January, you were saying how, like, I'm gonna start getting serious about fitness.
I am, dude.
And you're like, I'm doing 10 push-ups a day.
Shut up, dude.
And
yeah, that's exactly...
Like, Anthony was like, oh, that's really good, man. Like, it's like...
Yeah, he was like...
When
I turned around,
kid,
he was like...
It's better than no push-ups, though.
It is.
I don't know, dude. I don't do any push-ups, and I'm strong as fuck, dude.
Well, I started with just 10 a day, and then I did 10 at night, 10 during the day, 10 at night, 10 in the morning, and I did 10, now I'm doing it afternoon thing, but now it's 15, Joe. I forgot.
Wait, so you're doing like 45 a day now?
A day.
Hell yeah.
Yes. That's pretty good.
I know, dude. I'm scared, though. I gotta up it next month, dude.
And then you gotta work on doing it like consecutively, because that's
yeah,
like
I have
thing.
To, exactly, I have to do it like, wait 5 minutes and then do another set.
Yeah.
Like, I heard like one of
terrified,
the,
bro.
And Anthony can back me up on this as another fitness enthusiast. Like a true measure of strength is 100 consecutive push-ups. Would you say that,
that's
Anthony?
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. See, I want to get... I told you by the end of the year I want to get there, but we'll see, man. We'll
you know
see.
What I call 100 consecutive push-ups?
What?
The podcast pregame. That's what I do.
That's all you do.
That's what I do. I check the sound, and then it's like, all right, let's bang out a... Sally's like, I'm downstairs. I'm like, all right, let me just bang out a quick 100 push-ups and go grab them.
And then you do a few fins.
But you never get it on the camera.
Yeah. No, never dude. Never.
That's your you time.
I do that shit for me. I don't do it for clout, yeah. Dude. We're living in an age where like everyone's like, I better fucking let everyone know what I'm doing every waking minute.
I'm trying
Big
to
mistake.
Stray away from that.
I'm trying to spend less. Well, like, I think I was lucky that Facebook came out when I was in college. So it was like, I feel like I got all of my like social media shit out of my system in my like 20s, yeah. All the way up to like my early 30s. And after that, it was like, all right, now I'm just going to, like, goon on people's, like, bikini pictures and shit. You know? Like, just like, oh, look at this. Fuck, look at that. You know? Because, like, that's all it is for. Like,
yeah.
What is Facebook and Instagram if not to objectify people you kind of sort of know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You ever look up people
that's
from high school? Yeah, dude. You look up people from high school and you go, wow, they've all aged like shit, but not me.
Yeah.
Dude, sometimes I do that. And I'm like, look at these fucking losers. Look how fucking fat and disgusting they are. And then I turn off my screen. I'm looking at myself. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
You just see your big mustache grinning back at you.
I'm like, yeah, look at all these fucking people. Like, oh, you fell off, man. You used to be a fucking jock and la la la. And it's like, oh fuck, dude.
Dude, I've seen so many jocks. They drink a lot, like, and it catches up to them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
interesting.
Well, it was like in
their
in,
hair
in high school. Yeah. It's like, yeah, they Finn is so in love with you.
I love you.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. But like in high school, like yeah, when you're drinking and shit, like you have like crazy good metabolism.
Yeah.
And shit. So you're like, oh, what? I'm going to keep doing this forever. And in college, it carries over. Yeah. And it's not until like your late 20s, early 30s
and then
where
they,
it's like, oh, shit. But at that point, it's like ingrained in who you are. Like,
right.
Oh, I'm getting off work. Let's grab a couple drinks.
They
like,
also settle down with a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
Settle down is the key.
Yeah, you can never settle down.
Right.
That's what I tell Kelly every night before we go to bed. It's like, look, I'll never settle down. Don't try to put a saddle
don't
on
try
me.
Don't try and tame me.
I'm a wild stallion. I got to be free.
She just puts her night mask on.
Yeah, she doesn't give a like. She's
hey,
already,
hey, lifting.
She's already asleep. I'm like, I could leave at any minute, you know.
Fuck you. And
how old were you guys when you started drinking?
I was actually kind of late to that. I started in college, so I was.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, I was like 19.
Yeah,
18, 19.
I was. I think right out of high school because. In high, I'd like drank a little in high school, but I never got drunk, so that doesn't even count. You know what I mean? That's like, oh, I took a sip.
Yeah.
But when I got drunk was like I think 18 or 19. Yeah,
I was.
Yeah, I was also.
For me,
late,
it was like right after I finished my finals, my second semester in college. So I was like, oh, we're done with freshman year, and my friends were like, well, you should drink. Like we had like Captain Morgan spiced rum, and like we were in the dorms, everyone was drinking. And, like Joe, smell this. It smells hella good. I was like, whoa, cool. And then, like, I had, like, five shots. I was like, and like, because
oh,
I'm Asian, my face gets red as fuck, right? And everyone's like, whoa, Joe, your face. I'm like, what? I was fucking wasted, dude. I was so fucking, You never forget, like,
the first time
you get, like, fucking wasted.
Yeah.
And then, like, for me, I woke up without a hangover. So, because it's, like, your first time drinking.
Yeah, it
like,
really,
your body doesn't know how to process it, so it's, like.
Yeah, unless
and I only drank spiced, you know, I didn't mix liquor with beer. I was just drinking straight liquor, or rum in that case. So I woke up without a hangover, and I was like, "Oh, this will never negatively affect me at any point in my life." And then, Yeah, I was like all throughout, like, and then like for most of my 20s, I was drinking. And then probably around like 25, 26, I was like chilled out and I kind of stopped drinking because I got into smoking weed. Then.
Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, that was the switch. That was the pivot. And then when I moved out to New York when I was like 36, I started drinking again just because like I moved here like the 2 years before weed was legal. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, I don't have a connect. I guess I better fucking get blackout drunk to deal with the stress of leaving behind my entire life in California.
Yeah.
So I would like, you know, I was living in Jersey when I first moved out. So I would have to, and I worked in Manhattan.
Okay, yeah.
So I would take the path and I take New Jersey Transit. So I was at I'd catch the train at Madison Square Garden to go home. And I'd buy like two tall boys.
Oh, yeah, and Pan at Roses.
And I'd, I'd chug one fucking tall boy before I got on the train. So I was good and buzzed. Then, like, when I was on the train, I chugged the other tall boy. And, dude, I would get off the train and I was like, fuck! I was like so fucking drunk.
Were they natty daddies?
No, I would, well, sometimes, but usually but, like, yeah, they also have, like, all kinds of beers at, like, Penn. So I would sometimes, like, you know, PBR, that was always like my go-to choice for like, I want to get drunk, but I also want to save money and shit. But any of the
fiscally responsible.
Yeah. Any of the tall boys were pretty good. Like the Corona tall boys. Mm-hmm. I would fuck with that. But yeah, that was pretty much it. And then like, I guess like once I started dating Kelly, I was like, okay, I can like kind of slow down a little
Reel
bit.
It in.
Yeah. And then I was like, all right, we're good now.
My friend,
now I'm just fucking boring.
My friend's older brother used to drink Four Locos and then drive us to the mall.
God
which
damn.
Was don't know why he needed to
four,
do that.
Four Locos were the original Four Locos?
Dude, that's what I mean. This is like 2008. So
those are the Four Locos, dude.
I think it's that. That's when they started to figure it out, when they were like, wait a minute.
People can actually die from this.
Stop.
Wait a minute. People could die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I think that was like 2013 or 2014, because I was a senior in high school in 2012, and they were definitely still around.
Dude, yeah. Those were wild.
That shit was fucking
I never
great.
Had one.
Neither did I. I just
I missed the wave.
People.
I was banging those out for a while. And like, really? Those
hell
would
yeah.
just be fucking, you know, I remember specifically one time I was just at a party and like my friend made like some like basically like he was like, yeah, this is like fucking cool punch. And I'm like, what's in it? He just like emptied like a case of Four Locos into it and like poured in like some fucking liquor and like a fucking thing of vodka. And he just like mixed it up. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
And just some coffee grinds and
it was
Starburst.
Like, it was fucking ridiculous. And like it was that thing where, like you wake up and you're still drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's like ridiculous. You wake up and you're like, oh, shit, I'm not hungover. And then you have that moment of like, oh shit, I'm still drunk.
Yeah,
that's like awful. I'm glad
I've been still drunk going to work the next day. That's always
dude. I would do that. I go to work and they're like, it was at a coffee shop, so nobody gave a fuck.
Pizza place. Yeah. I've done that. Yeah,
yeah. It's like they're like, it's like, well, what can you do? You know, fucking, what can you do? And now it's like, now it's funny because like I don't really drink and like I have a job where I work remote on a computer. Where I could easily be hungover like every fucking day.
Yeah,
never know.
And, like
yeah.
I just like I don't, but it's like okay, I'll just.
Most people
weed.
Are.
Yeah. Well, that's functioning alcoholics, dude. Like, I feel like that's kind of dying out, and now we just have like full time fucking stoned.
Yeah.
Like I feel like
that's me.
Yeah. Dude, well, I feel like it was like Gen X and the baby boomers were the ones that were, functioning drunk, like just drink, like. Weed fucking will make you retarded.
Yeah, or gay. Which
it's,
is
it's actually the fucking opposite,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're definitely more likely to drink a lot and then wake up next to a dude than smoke a lot.
Yeah.
Well, like, they also, there was also, the DARE program was like, weed will fucking give you fucking cancer and it will fucking kill your brain cells. Your brain cells will die and they won't come back. And it's like, no.
I'm the proof that's not the case.
Yeah, dude. Every time I'm like, maybe I should start down weed, I'm like, no, Anthony Greco smokes weed. And he's like the epitome of human health. Aside from that whole brain tumor thing. But anyway, you take out the fact that you might die at any given minute, dude. You're the epitome of health.
When I had to...
Like, here below? Perfect, dude. Perfect.
You're 98% like the epitome of perfection.
When I had to quit smoking weed for court because I got arrested for selling weed, I drank more during that time, and I'm not even saying I was an alcoholic, but that's the most I drank like every day for a while, and I would do it while delivering pizza, which was wild.
Okay,
that was fun.
That's fucking funny.
It was. It ruled.
That must have been pretty fun,
dude. I don't encourage anyone to drink and drive, but you should try it at least once. You know what I mean? And you should do it while you're at your job.
I'm grateful that like when I was when I did drink, like I never lived in like a little small town where, like, I needed to. I never. Whenever I drank at my hometown, I would just get drunk at my parents' house, or I'd have a friend like drive me to the towny bar and then drive me home. Like, I was never behind the wheel, so I can't say, like, as much of a blackout drunk that I was throughout my 20s and early 30s, I never jeopardized another human life, but I did spend a lot of money on taxis and Ubers, but I always tipped well, too.
I didn't plan on drinking and driving. No, I don't think anyone really plans.
Nobody
plans.
Well, I think no, you'd be surprised, dude.
That is
people
true. Some
are
people
like,
I don't, I know I'm good.
But like they do that thing where like they time it out, where it's like, all right, I'm gonna have a glass of water, wait 15 minutes.
That's different.
I have like, you know, I have guys that have like those breathalyzers where they would like wait until like they're below.
Are they
like,
court ordered or?
No, they do it just to make sure like how much can I legally drunk without getting in trouble. You know?
That sounds like a problem.
It's a huge fucking problem, dude. Yeah, like that's the problem.
They should just recommend AA when you go to buy that.
You know, they have like they say like a place like Colorado where weed is so prevalent. They say like, oh, we have this. It's basically like a breathalyzer, but for marijuana. And I don't think that's fucking true.
That works,
I think that's just some. I think that's more propaganda. Like stoners just tell each other to fucking get in their head. You know?
Oh yeah.
You're like, oh, be careful. That's bunk weed, dude. Same thing as like they cut weed with
it's laced, dude.
It's like who's gonna go through all of that effort to get me a better high? Like, oh, it's laced with ecstasy. Oh, okay. Like I'm not gonna do.
Sorry, everyone who ever did that too is always like, dude, I smoked it and then I like locked myself in the room for an hour. It's like that could be anything.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, this
don't harsh my buzz.
Would you have a sativa instead of an indica? Yeah. Like that's what that sounds like.
That's also not a side effect of ecstasy. People would be like, I took it and the next thing I know I was like so high. I watched Sopranos all the way through. It's like that's not
Ecstasy will burn a hole in your said I remember that, like I was like very afraid of doing ecstasy. I'm like, oh, I don't want to get a fucking hole in my brain.
I don't need another, so I'm not gonna, I've never tried ecstasy.
Yeah.
Just in case that rumor's true.
It's very fucking fun.
Just because of Bad Boys 2, I haven't done ecstasy because the guy ODs in the beginning.
Yeah, last time I took ecstasy, I rode my stationary bike for like 3 hours. And I watched Scrubs.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I was like, damn, dude, I could be like an athlete. But I was like, I got to do something. Like, I have all this energy.
I rode for 7 hours on Sunday. I'm training. I'm doing a 9-hour bike ride. I do it every year.
Oh, hell yeah.
For Cycle for Survival, which is like a rare cancer research.
Can people still donate to that?
Yes.
Okay. Look at the link in the comments to donate to Anthony's cause.
Yeah,
100%.
100% of all proceeds go directly towards rare cancer research, so it's really cool.
There we go.
Yeah.
In the city?
Yeah, but it's not like a stationary bike because it's at Equinox.
Oh,
and most people do like a team of like 4 to 8 for 4 hours, but I did my own. Because my doctor, I was really close to my doctor, and he was doing all four. And I was like, all right, I'll do all four. And then I was like, why don't I just do all eight? Like, because there's two sessions in a day.
Do it.
So I've done it, like, the past few years.
Oh, you're doing it again?
Okay, so you do, like, 1 4-hour session, take a break, and then another 4-hour session?
Well, you can't really take a break because it's, like, the lactic acid will just build up.
Damn. Oh,
you should know that as a fellow musclehead. I know you were testing me.
Hey, man, I like taking breaks. I like the lactic acid. I like the challenge, dude.
9 hours.
All acid's good, bro.
Yeah. That's so much.
That's a lot. Like, what's your RPMs or what pace are you going at?
They're like spin classes.
Oh shit,
yeah,
dude.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's so
like
much.
A there's like a different instructor for like every like 55 minutes, and then you get like a 5 minute in between to like switch bikes.
God damn, yeah.
So I go to the bathroom.
Clean out your ass,
then,
damn, dude. Like that's the swamp ass must be out of control.
Stand up, just like.
And, like, it also, like, just runs on your fucking taint and shit.
Bro,
like,
my ass is always, like, what gets me.
But if there's any doubt that marijuana has a negative impact on your cardiovascular system, look at this fucking guy right here, dude. You're like, the exception to, like, those marathon runners that, like, smoke weed.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite MMA fighter, Nick Diaz, always getting high before matches and shit.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Stockton, baby.
When I used to run, I would get stoned before I went running.
Yeah,
it's
like fun. It just makes it easier, too.
And
it helps you turn off your mind.
I do it now with bike rides, too.
Yeah. It's that.
That's like a video game, dude. That if you're cruising through the city, whoo.
No, how about getting high and playing video games? that's always fun, dude.
On the safety of your couch.
Yeah, there are times where like I'm like, okay, this game's too great right now. Or like, damn, sometimes I'll play a game and like right now I'm playing Cyberpunk 2077. And there's sex scenes in it, and it's like all in first person. And I'm like, oh no, I got like scared. Like, I hope Kelly doesn't come in and like what the fuck are you doing? You know?
Babe, it's part of the game.
I have to do this. Yeah. I owe it to her.
I'll fail the QuickTime event.
You fail. Gay!
Do you want her to feel ugly?
Yeah. She left. No, she did not come.
Yeah, dude. Video games fucking rock.
You play New Vegas ever? Fallout.
You
no.
play video games?
No,
he doesn't. No, dude. It's
of course
like,
you're
it,
not.
Is that some kind of?
Listen, it's Wii Fit.
I played a lot of 2K on Sunday when I was bike riding.
Game, dude.
And then I was also just like ripping the ball, just like on
the
bike.
The
yeah,
it, dude.
I can't play a video game unless you're murdering someone, dude.
It is fun to murder people in video games, dude. It is fun. You should check out Avowed. That's the
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard. But I got the duster and the. NCR Ranger helmet and duster. So now I look like the guy on the cover of Fallout New Vegas.
Okay.
Anthony's like your mom's
boyfriend. I was like, this is all tied in somehow.
Yeah. I look like him now, and that's the update. I also beat three of the
like
DLCs.
Sounds like a little kid
dude.
Explained to his mom's boyfriend.
He looks
and
big.
I did this and this.
Dude,
and he's like, all right, this is what I got to do to fuck your mom? Cool.
Dude, I send them to my girlfriend, and she gets furious. She's not happy. She's like, I was looking forward to having sex with you, and now I'm not. And I'm like, look at the helmet, though. It's like, and I send her the picture of my guy versus the cover, and I go, see,
you know, yeah. Whenever I do that, whenever I like unlock something, or like, hey, look, I joke, like,
you
hey,
call
look at
Kelly.
I'm like, babe, look at this. Come here. I'm gonna do it. Look at this. And she's like, bless her heart. She's like, cool. That's
yeah,
great.
That's great.
Like,
that's cool.
Yeah, she.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
A girl likes video games though, and she likes like Minecraft though. So she has no leg to stand on. You know what I mean? If she ever talks down to me, I'm like, you play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Retard. You're a retard.
Minecraft doesn't really.
That's like the Captain Underpants of video games.
Yeah,
like.
Dude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She watches and listens.
There you go.
You deserve that.
I'm sure you're lovely. Sorry.
She is. She's the best.
I love her. But, you know, I get to.
Sometimes you got to put them in their place.
Yeah, dude. Got to take them down a peg.
Can't let them get too ahead of themselves.
Yes. Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I'm single, so I don't know this.
Damn, Anthony, really?
Yeah, once you
come
get
on,
him,
man.
Once
you can.
Yeah. Once you reel him in by being nice, just start being super mean.
Are you single because you're trying to keep them at a distance because you're afraid of hurting them, or you're like, I have this disease within me and I don't want to affect you, you know?
A little bit of both.
Nice, dude. Damn, man. If I had Anthony Greco's body, I'd go around having sex with all kinds of fucking 16, 17 year olds, dude. What cop is gonna fucking arrest me with those fucking biceps, dude? They fucking try to put handcuffs on me. I fucking break them like Samson, dude. I fucking lift up a cop car. Anthony Smash! That'd be so fucking cool. It's like crazy because like I'm thinking about
I'm
it.
I'm glad
now.
You don't have my body then, Joe. Yeah.
I gotta say, dude, like now it's like I think like in my 40s, like I'm never going to have sex with a teenager. Like, I never had sex with a teenager, and I'm never going to be able to have sex with a teenager.
Me neither.
It's okay. It's a bummer, dude.
Does that make
no,
you
I don't
sad?
Think it is, though. I think it's overrated.
Now I got to, like, you know.
Well, like, I've said this before.
We can't say it's fucking boring.
I've just said this before. Like, when I was a kid, I would watch James Bond and be like, I want to do that. And I have as an adult.
You
know what
killed
mean?
Somebody?
They, yeah, no, but you know what I mean? He just
you
banged.
Wore a tuxedo.
I wore a tuxedo.
Played,
I got martinis.
He played poker
the video game,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played blackjack.
I jumped off things
he
that
played
exploded.
GoldenEye on N64.
Yeah, yeah, dude. That was me.
Fucking rolls,
I played
dude.
Boris. All right? I was Boris.
Nice, dude. I was always odd job because it's like, he's impossible to hit. Yeah. He's Asian. He's impossible to hit. I love that shit, man.
Yeah, he had a smaller hit box. Yeah. Bullshit.
It was the original pay for play character. That shit fucking rules, man. GoldenEye fucking rocks. Video games fucking rock.
Yeah.
Not having brain cancer rocks. We really covered a lot of topics today. Yeah. It's only been like 10 minutes.
Not having brain cancer.
Yeah, how does that feel, guys? I don't know. Let me interview you.
It's pretty chill, dude.
I'm pretty sure it's great.
It's pretty chill.
I know I'm going to die from something that happens in my head because I have dumb anger issues and I get mad at nothing and it's just one day something's gonna go and just
what have you got into like Zen meditation?
I'm working I'm getting better say yeah. that, but
I feel your girlfriend has calmed your raging soul.
She has. She has. She just laughs at She's me like, when I get angry. So it's funny now.
Sun's getting real low, Sully. Calm you down.
Yeah, dude. No, I recognize it more now. And I'll be on the phone with her, and she's like, "You getting mad?" I'll be like, "Yeah, I'll call you back." And then I'll just call her back in like a minute, because I just need to like unlock the bike.
You're getting like mad at her?
No, not at her. Like at like something in the background. I'm like, "I'll call you back," because I gotta yell. I don't want to yell. She's on the phone.
Yeah. Damn,
but when I hang up, I then realize. I'm being silly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're just being silly Sully, dude.
That's me, dude.
Classic silly Sully, dude.
Mad at the world.
I mean, there's no point in it, you know, because the world's going to keep on spinning.
It is.
With or without you, man.
Yeah, dude.
So that's you might as well just enjoy the ride. You know, how long are we
here
for?
Just in the sand, brother.
Yeah, we're here for like, if we're lucky, lucky, 100 years.
Yeah.
Like, with modern technology, the way things are going, if you take good care of yourself, I do think like we're the generation that's probably going to like on average be 100.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Probably not, honestly. But I would think like the life expectancy and quality of life into your 80s will be a little bit better.
Yeah, they definitely.
It's not going to be like retirement homes now.
No.
Where it's like, fuck that. I don't want to do that shit, you know, where it's like you have like a shitty TV. Like, man, if I'm in a retirement home, I have a fucking bong.
Yeah.
I got a fucking TV. I got a VR set.
Mm-hmm.
I got all the fucking gaming systems.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Joe, your grandkids are here. Like, fuck those faggots, dude. I need to
jerk off and play video
games.
Yeah,
dude. I'm in like a fucking vibrating chair. I'm like just I'm humping. Like I have a VR headset on. I'm just like fucking thrusting from my hips. And they're like, Mr. Gorman.
You're like, did I take my Viagra before this or do I need it?
Prostitutes should be available to them.
Yeah, man.
I think so. I think that'd be the best.
Well, I guess like retirement homes are getting a little bit better now because like they have like trips to dispensary and shit.
That'd be nice.
You know, but I don't know. Like that's like one of the things that scared me because I had like a lot of family members that were in retirement homes. You know, my grandfather, his last couple months on earth were in a retirement home, which he fucking hated.
Which sucks.
You know, and it like, you know, I would call him and he was like, I feel like I'm in prison. And I'm like, oh, Pop, I'm sorry, but like that can't live with us.
Yeah.
You know, like. He didn't want to leave Kansas. He didn't like, you know, my mom offered to have him live in California. And, you know, at one point, my sister was even going to like move out to Kansas to take care of him.
Really?
I was like, hey, don't fucking do that. Yeah. Like,
Kansas, yeah.
But, you know, and then, but, you know, I think it's, you know, I would have preferred if he was able to, you know, have a more comfortable couple of years.
Yeah. If it's any consolation, my grandmother, before she died, she wasn't as mobile as she used to. She couldn't walk as she couldn't drive a car, definitely. Like, she could walk, but, like, barely. She needed help, all that shit. And we kept her at her house. It was her house. But we kept her with a nurse, and she couldn't do anything without the nurse. So she was a very independent woman in her later age.
Oh, okay.
So she would be like, I want to go for a ride. And we'd be like, you can't. And she'd be like, you're keeping me here. So it's no matter what, at the end, it kind of it goes downhill. And
I bet. I bet by the time we're
especially
old,
when your mind starts to go.
Fuck that. Yeah, if my mind goes, just fucking kill me.
That's
like
if I
have like dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that.
Yeah.
Fucking kill. I give. This is my explicit permission right now. But there's gonna be a fucking cure for that shit. There
has
to be.
Hopefully.
Like I bet by the time like we are old and we'll need it, there's probably gonna be like an Iron Man like suit. You can wear to, like, so you can still like move and function and shit.
Well, they're for Alzheimer's and stuff. They're testing early now because they can detect it early, and if they detect it early enough, they can essentially stop it.
I'm not gonna risk
or delay
that. Like,
it.
That's like no. When do you want to know when you want to die?
No, not that. That one would be crazy.
Alzheimer's doesn't really run in my family, so I think I'm okay.
Also, like with RFK in charge of our healthcare now, do you?
Right, dude. How do you feel, dude? You're that might act. Is that actually going to affect any of your shit?
I don't think so. I hope not.
You'll be fine. I'm not going to let anything happen to you, Anthony.
Yeah, unless you put, like, corn syrup in your cancer
treatment. Like, insurance may just get way worse to deal with.
But, like, I got to tell you, man, like, land of the free, not very much, dude, because, like, fuck, dude, they're, like, saying, like, oh, you can't eat Red Dye 40. Suck my cock, dude. Suck my fucking cock. Like, you're going to fucking, like, I'm a little fucking kid. You got to be like, no, no, no. Don't put that in your mouth. Fuck you, government. I don't. If people want to have it, they should. But they should also be able to have affordable alternatives. If they don't, And I think a lot of the reason people eat McDonald's is just because healthier alternatives are like twice as much.
Like, yeah. I'm not saying voting, like, I'm not saying you should go to McDonald's all the time, but if you went to McDonald's every day and you go to the grocery store, it's almost the same thing.
No, that was like,
if not cheaper.
That's what crazy. I was telling Kelly, because like she's like going to the grocery store and like she's like making food, and you know, like it's like, okay, well, like that was like a lot for groceries, but like when you break down the price per meal, it's more or less for like a couple, like unless like you're feeding a family, like grocery is like a fun thing to do, but it's not essential. Like when I was a bachelor, when I was like living alone and I only had to, I would eat out every day and like it did not affect my budget at all.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes I go to the grocery store and it's like, oh, I'm going to do all this. I never make the food. Food goes fucking bad. And then like, I feel bad. I'm like, I'm never fucking doing this again. You know? So I try to buy like those, like a lot of canned shit, a lot of like freeze dried shit, you know, stuff that will like,
I do the Uber Eats, like buy one, get one. And I'm like, this is like $10 a meal. This is like fiscally responsible.
Yeah, that's the smart way to go, dude. That's the way to do it.
I have a sandwich in my bag, dude.
Are you getting hungry?
Yeah, no, now that we're talking
are you getting hungry or us just talking about fucking foods and
shit? Well, because I go to the grocery store a lot, and I do food prep.
So you cook a lot, though.
I do. But
like
I,
when Selly comes good, in to babysit for Finn and Babastus, he brings his own like utensils, and he brings his own pots and pans and shit.
I brought a broccoli steamer one time. Yeah. One time.
And Kelly was like, does he know he can use our stuff?
I didn't know they had the stuff. I didn't know if anyone had every time I go somewhere, no one has a broccoli steamer. Or a steaming pot. No one has a pot.
We got everything.
I sent one to Robbie Goodwin, didn't know what it was. I sent one to him.
Like, bring this, make it. Why would he need one?
I said you should, if you want to make, he was complaining things take too long to make. I was like, broccoli takes 8 minutes. Put it in this.
But who wants to eat fucking broccoli?
I do. It's so good.
Do you have an air fryer?
Yeah.
Air fryers are
the
shit.
It's like 10 minutes
too.
In there, yeah.
Oh, the only thing I use air
fryer broccoli?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Or I bake it.
The only
like
thing I use
minutes.
An air fryer for is like reheating.
Like crispy broccoli?
Yeah.
Dude, my ex burnt broccoli in an air fryer once, and
you beat her.
I did not beat her, but it was a 1950s fight outside of the beating where I was like, the fuck is this? What the fuck is this shit? I was so mad because, I was like, you gave me burnt broccoli? God. It was black.
Battles you choose.
I was,
and the hills.
We were already. It was already downhill, Joe. It was the end. We were towards the end, and I said, "Fuck this! I'm starting a fight. This is bullshit." I was like, You want me to stay, and you make me burnt broccoli?
Yeah. The mashed potatoes are touching the fucking broccoli. Dude, this is inedible.
You get it. You get
like
it,
a
Joe.
Little kid, dude.
She burnt broccoli. You don't. First of all, you don't air fry broccoli. You fucking steam it. Anyways,
I saute it. Douse it with a little olive oil, a little salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Put it in the oven.
Right, I'll give you that.
Ooh.
That's what I do. Yeah. I put it in the oven.
Look at us. Well, you know, muscle boys sticking together. You know, it's a chicken breast and broccoli. That's us, dude. That's our
diet.
That's
what I do, dude.
What? Eating that little fucking Tupperware with our fucking muscles.
It's got to be cold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hit the fucking gym after this. Eating my fucking chicken breast
and rice sometimes. Yeah. You get it.
Brown rice. Gotta be brown rice, dude. That white shit's poison. Bro, what are you doing, bro? You're killing yourself. Yeah, we're kind of like Joe Rogan if you never sold out, dude. Joe Rogan 100% sold out, and it's such a bummer.
Well,
you think he's always been a fucking sellout? I can also agree with that.
I think he kind of has.
He definitely 100%.
He's smelling too much of his own shit lately.
Well,
but he should too. I mean,
no, he should. Nobody should ever enjoy smelling their own shit.
Well, it's like you. I don't know. I guess he's just. It's like when you just keep winning. You know what I mean?
Selly wants to be at the comedy mothership.
It's like
Mr. Rogan. Oh, I think what you're doing is absolutely fun, and I think people.
No, he's a dork. But like anyone who's winning, it's hard to tell them, like, yo, you kind of suck. And he'd, like, look at any of us and be like, well, compared
to
you.
I'm way more successful than you are.
Yeah,
so
but, like, you're insecure, Rogan. You're fucking insecure, dude. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, if he was chill, dude, he would open, like, he wouldn't gatekeep comedy as much as he's doing. He would make it available because comedy should be accessible for everyone. He never should have left L.A. He left L.A. only for tax purposes under the illusion that Texas is better. It's not fucking better. You're in fucking Texas, dude. They can't even handle the fucking, like, they can't handle snow. They get, like, a centimeter
Weed's
of snow.
Still not legal?
Yeah. Weed is, but he's, like, fucking homies with the governor of Texas, so he can smoke weed.
Yeah.
I he never should have left California. He because in L.A., he had better guests, too, because you're more likely to get, like, a celebrity hanging out in L.A. than a celebrity hanging out in fucking Texas. Like, look at his guests since he moved to Texas.
Well, the other thing also about him, they all did, too. They all went very right-wing, which we hate. We're very, what?
Anti-government.
We just hate the government.
This is a pure...
I was like, what are we... See,
we're the front of the plane, dude.
I'm like, what are we, dude?
We are punk rock. We are anarchist.
We don't watch the news, dude. That shit's gay. You don't want shit. I don't watch that shit.
I don't need to know. You
want me to get depressed more than I already am?
Well, I feel like a lot of news will just... You know, you don't. It's not. All news is biased.
Yeah, paid for by Pfizer. It's
like
insane.
It's
fuck these people.
You either become a like parents either become CNN parents or Fox News parents.
Yeah.
And I say this multiple times.
Yeah,
I have CNN parents. I think Sully has Fox News parents.
I have divorced parents. So my dad's a liberal. It's weird because my dad's a liberal. My mom's
same with me.
Conservative.
That's so funny.
But like, I prefer it that way.
Both my siblings are conservative too.
My parents are both fairly liberal. My dad was like a little more after 9/11. My dad did like that Dennis Miller thing where it's like, hey, we're Republican. And then I think like during like Obama, he was like, oh, I guess Democrats are pretty cool. They're a black guy. Fucking look at them, you know? And I think 9/11 definitely probably made him like a little more. I think everyone's parents were a little conservative.
Yeah.
But then, like, the second term Bush administration, it was like, fuck. That's when a lot of people were like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
And then
he just made up the emails that they have weapons of mass destruction.
Right, making up all that shit, dude. Like, come
like
on.
Like, confirmed Pentagon emails. But he paints now. He's cute.
Yeah, he's a fucking
He's an old man.
He's a fucking little goof. And then he's, like, homies with Michelle Obama. And it's like, oh, see, he's innocent.
And, like,
well,
Ellen.
maybe she's shitty, too.
Yeah.
Ellen's a monster, dude.
Well, that's what I mean. Dude, that's what I hated when they're like, Trump's going to prison. I'm like,
he's
20 years ago, everyone was like, Bush is a war criminal, and he's now taking selfies with Michelle Obama and Ellen.
Yeah.
Right.
In another 20 years, Trump, same thing, dude. Angelina Jolie will be like, me and Trump hanging out. I was like, it'll be, watch.
Probably Angelina Jolie's fucking kid or some shit.
Yeah, but Greta Thunberg will be like, I met with Trump and actually, you know, we're chilling. He's hanging out with me at the Green Bill or whatever the fuck, you know.
I do like that Greta Thunberg, like, one, nobody gives a shit about her now that she's like a legal adult. Nobody gives a shit. It's like, oh, you're just like a fucking
retard.
One other retard talking about this. But also because she supported Palestine.
Yeah,
now
she
getting,
got like canceled low key.
They're like,
all
these fucking devil Jews are like, how dare she fucking point out how we're committing a fucking Holocaust of our own.
Dude, I've been going because I don't follow any of our
Jewish
our
friends.
Well,
we don't have Jewish friends. let's make that abundantly clear. If you're a Jew, you are no friend of the Super Sully Joes, all right? You are the enemy. We are a pro-Palestine, anti-Israel.
I don't.
Pro-Holocaust. You're a pro-Holocaust, too. That was, like, the craziest thing, dude. When Sully was like, I was like, Sully, why are you watching this documentary on World War II? He's like, I'm looking for tips on how to handle, let's call it, a rodent problem.
He's just taking notes.
I'm like, it never occurred to me that I've never actually counted to 6 million myself.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. How could, if there were 6 million Jews in the Holocaust, how come I don't see none of them 6 million digits on their fucking arm? I mean, the digits only go up to like, what, like 5 digits maybe, right? If you're a Jew and you have a fucking Holocaust tattoo over 1 million, I would love to see it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it, dude.
They're dead.
Have you? I haven't. You think they would be like,
well,
I'm the 6 millionth Jew fucking served, dude. Come on.
Just, you just want to see one with the...
Yeah, you're sick.
Because I would like to see one as proof. And then, you know what? We'll end this whole conversation. This is spicy. Well, we should put this behind a paywall. We might have to put this one behind a paywall. I better get a Patreon started to put this behind a paywall.
I was the only kid in elementary school. We read Night.
Yeah.
And at the end, everyone was like, what you think? And I was like, I hated this book. And they were like, why? I was like, it's fucking depressing. It's like it's the Holocaust. Like I was the only one in class it's the Holocaust.
Why are these? Why is everyone mean to these poor Nazis trying to do their job?
Well, I was like, it's just sad. I was like, everyone dies. I was like, he survives. His dad dies. They're like, yeah. I go, why are we reading this as children?
Well,
this is fucked up.
But like they were, isn't that ironic? And they were like, "Well, you're learning about this as a child, so it doesn't happen again." And yeah. It's fucking happening again, baby.
They probably banned it in Florida. I'm sure.
Nice. Dude, I think a lot of those books on the banned reading list.
Dude, I stopped following a lot of people. Anyone who was posting about the war that we're funding, I stopped following or muted. And every once in a while, I go and I take a little peek.
It's fun to take a peek.
It's been wild lately. They're going. It riles up every few months. They're like, oh, and now I have to address this other thing. It's insane. I could reference.
Yeah,
I'll send you a few after this.
Yeah, it's
pretty wild.
I'll tell you, when you're looking at somebody's Instagram story and it's like a billion dots on top where it's like, oh my God, dude, I don't need that shit.
Yeah, especially, when it's all like, and another thing, I'm also Jewish, so I get to say, and you're like, all right, dude.
I'm just tuning that out. It's like, you got Hollywood, man.
Did you
guys
see the real Trump account, like, posted a video on
of
Instagram
Gaza?
Today
what is going to look
Gaza?
Like?
Gaza, yeah.
Yeah. All AI.
Of what? AI Trump.
Trump,
yeah,
Trump like, on his own Instagram posted this, dude.
This is wild, dude.
Did you see that the White House, like, on Valentine's Day, it posts, like, roses are red, violets are blue, if you're a foreigner, we'll deport you. Like, that was on the White House fucking Instagram, dude.
That's not good, because foreigners are cool, but if you're illegally here, that's in any country,
gives a fuck, dude? Who gives a fuck? White people came here fucking illegally, dude. Figured the only people out. That
my grandma came here illegally through Canada.
The only people that didn't come here illegally
Ireland,
were Native Americans, and you're not going to like this, but slaves. Because like almost every fucking black person, they didn't like, oh, I can't wait to go to America. Like, they were fucking slaves. Yeah, they were chilling in Africa. Sad. We brought them here. And then
big net.
And then like these fucking like liberal white people are like, everyone that came to America was an immigrant. It's like, no, a lot of them were slaves, dude.
A lot of them were imported.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about
also
that.
Also, I guess, I don't know what the laws were back when the white people came here, but too bad, dude. We have different laws now.
Yeah, we fucking, well, I'm sorry, I guess our germs fucking beat your fucking
rocks.
I
guess it's just, dude, you can't, like, do you know what they did in Sweden, or not, Poland, when there was like a surge of Muslims trying to cross the border?
What?
They took pig carcasses and spread them through the border. So it was like, all right, if you want to violate your religion, cross the border. It was brutal.
Oh wow.
They don't fuck around in other places. I'm not saying we should do that, by the way. That'd be rude. But
well, you try to do that and like all the fucking PETA people would like argue,
horrible.
Like, it's a beautiful
thing. That would
pig!
Be terrible, dude. That's like,
so someone's best friend.
That's like some fucking like old Europe shit you'd hear about.
Old Europe. Feudal system shit.
Yeah, feudal.
The idea of like just like this like idea of like the boogeyman foreigners, like, oh, watch out, I'm coming. I can't wait. Like, it's like
they're
somebody's living in their hovel getting firebombed, like, oh, I can't wait to get in here and rape an American. It's like, no, they just don't want to die, dude.
Dude, I worked with people who never spoke English. They only spoke Spanish. Mm. And we're the same. Dudes are the same everywhere, bro.
Everyone's the same. Everyone's the fucking same. We need a universal language.
Yeah. Well, hating women's one.
That's true.
I was driving. I used to deliver dry cleaning with this guy. Uh-huh. I used to deliver dry cleaning. I was training this guy. He didn't speak English. We're driving through like this lake town, just around it, delivering stuff. And we drove by this old decrepit woman on the side of the lake, on different sides of the lake each time. And each time we'd pass her, we each would be like, ugh. Like, she looked crazy. And then she looked like a ghost. And one time I turned to him and I went, bro, the haunted lake. And he went, ha, 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 it follow you. And I went, ah! We just started both laughing. And we were like, ah! I get it. Yeah, she's a weird bitch. That was it. And it was just clicked. We clicked, dude. That was it. And we did. That was all we needed, dude. I was like, we're the same. You and I, we get it. We get it. So
we're much alike.
Gonna be best man at your wedding, right?
Yeah, dude. I'd invite him. I forgot his name, but you know.
Manuel.
He's a good guy.
Sure, you'll find him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might still
work
there.
He's probably on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He didn't care.
It's probably in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, people need to chill, dude.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man.
I don't believe in the idea of, like, the boogeyman foreigner
now,
and shit.
I also worked with a few illegals who were like, told me. They're like, I'm not legally in this country, and I didn't care.
No one should give a fuck. Like, what? Like, oh, is it, like, do you want that job to go to white people? Like, do you want to fucking work in the field? Do you want to be a dishwasher all the time?
He was a cook at a pizza place that was going on the down, so.
Just let him fucking live, folks.
Yeah.
That's the message.
He would also get drunk and drive home.
See, dude, like, they're just like us. Just, like, nobody's different.
See, dude, it's everywhere, dude.
Stop living in this, like, falsified idea of borders, because borders are man-made. Yeah.
They really are. They're just like one world. The one world order.
I mean, honestly, it should be. How cool would that fucking shit be, dude? We got to get
really,
over all this shit.
It really would, dude. Like, if it was a perfect world, I would love to just go to another country and not have to, like, oh, why are you here? Here's a stamp. It's like, just do it, dude.
Yeah. Like,
do you have a gun? No. All right, go.
Yeah, just like, it should just be like when you travel just through the airport, it's like, okay, don't hijack the plane.
They should, like stamp you, like, okay, you came here, but it's like, it shouldn't be like a, all right, if you're in this country in another 30 days and over, we're going to detain you and send you back in, like, a fucking cage. Yeah, it's terrifying.
That's a lot of illegal immigrants are, like, green card people who are just, like, overstayed.
Yeah. And it's like,
or not green card, but, like, work visa.
Yeah. Like, just, like, regular shit.
Give them some time.
Like, you know what? Just get married, dude. When I first moved out here, like, I was seeing, like, this Puerto Rican girl, and, like, she was like, I need to get married, and, like, you know, I might get deported, and, like, I was like, oh, damn, that's crazy. That's fucking
nuts. Do you
want to
smoke this bong,
yeah, it's like,
margarita?
Like, can we just get high and have unprotected sex? And then, like, we'd lost touch, but then, like, I found her Instagram like a year and a half later,
married.
Where she's, like, married with a kid.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're set. Anchor baby.
Yeah.
Literally
smart,
an anchor baby.
Smart.
I thought about getting married to one of my friends because when I originally went on my chemo, my insurance denied it.
Oh, shit.
And so there was like a grant program through the drug manufacturer, but I was like, that doesn't fucking work. How am I going to get this? So I was like asking my friends, like, hey, what kind of health insurance do you have? Is it good? Like,
yeah, dude.
Just get married.
That'd be cool if you got married and like,
Chuck and Larry, that's
yeah, and then I just like do a prima nocta as a fucking awesome comedian where I have to have sex with your wife before you do.
Well, it would have been like one of my guy friends.
No, you can't. Anthony, you can't marry a boy. Boys marry girls.
Yeah, the kids at my school, they have all, they're all, I shouldn't say it, but I work at a school. And fucking
for
retarded children. And they're all like fucking, they're all taught. It's like boy, girl, you know, boys can wear pink and shit. But
yeah, right.
When it comes down to it, dude, they're all like little fucking Republicans. Dude, they're all like, ew, you're a guy. You shouldn't do that. I'm like, okay.
Kids are unfiltered.
Whatever, dude. They also call me old, which hurts, but it's fine.
It's funny, dude. It is.
Because they don't know shit, dude. Wait till they get to be 32 and they'll be like, they'll look like
shit. Oh,
shit,
my life's
like,
over, too.
Yeah, they won't look like me. They won't look handsome like me.
Speak for yourself.
Us three.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. The kid is like, you're old. I'm like, you're fucking ugly. And then the kid is like, what the fuck? How can an adult say that? Adults can't say that.
I just did, bitch.
I'll fucking kill you, dude. Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
Do you see the size of me? Do you see the size of you?
Yeah. I could snap your fucking neck, kid. You think anyone's going to accuse me? No, I'm a teacher. They never think a teacher would kill a child. Now go fucking cut a fucking paper heart.
I'm best friends with the principal.
Yeah.
She loves me.
Yeah. Go make a snowman on this blue construction paper with a white Crayola crayon.
I'm always worried with these kids that they're smart enough to just go home and be like, he can't do that. And their parents are still.
He's like, what if these kids get smart enough to be like, Mr. Tomaselli touched me in my bathing suit area?
Not that. Can't threaten them. Can't be like,
he said if I told people, we both get in trouble. But I don't like it. It makes me feel funny. Hell yeah, dude. Classic spaghetti, dude. always poking and a prodding, as we call it.
Oh, my God.
Well, you were the one that brought up 16 and 17-year-olds.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. I said I would have sex with 16 and 17-year-olds if I had your body, Anthony.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would do it now looking like this. Come on, dude.
It's legal in
Grow
Jersey,
up.
Right?
Would you be my height or just have, like, my...
No, just your muscles.
Okay, yeah.
Just, like, looking like a fucking dwarf. From fucking, like, Middle Earth or some shit.
Because if you had my height, you could fuck women, like, your age. But
that'd be cool. Nah, I don't want to do that.
You'd have to go for the 16 and 17-year-olds.
What's this guy doing? Uh-oh.
He's speaking coming up for love.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, why do you...
Oh, I like that. It's Cthulhu as Oscar the Grouch on
yeah,
your shirt.
Yeah, man.
That's sick.
I love it. I got it in Portland, Maine.
Ooh. It's a fun guy.
Good time. Good time.
Damn,
what were
dude.
You doing up there?
I was doing the Portland Comedy Festival. Wait, the Portland Comedy Competition at the time.
Ooh.
And I lost to Mo Musa. Shout out to my boy.
Ooh, Mo Musa.
Yeah, it happens. I went
more like Mo Better Comic.
Honestly, yeah. Well, yeah, the fucking worst competition ever. Because this is I won my first round. I accelerated to the finals.
Oh, congratulations.
I show up to the thing. We drove 3 hours because from Connecticut at the time. We show up, we're like, hey, man, we're here. They go, all right, you're first. I go, okay, whatever. I didn't want to complain. I was like, at least the host will, you know, I don't care if I'm going first. I get to, yeah. you know, it's a competition. It's whatever. The host goes up and goes, hi, welcome to the Connecticut, or, you know, Portland Compet. It's Ian, whatever. He goes, welcome to the Portland comedy competition. Your first comic, Alex Tomaselli, and just and literally barely introduces the judges. I went up to people, not even sitting down yet. They were still like rummaging at the. It was terrible.
Nice,
dude.
Did you win?
No, of course not.
What?
I did terrible. It was horrible.
Competitions are difficult because if you're up early, you're like you're kind.
Guess
of
who
fucked.
Went second? Mo Musa. So he went
oh,
right
never
after.
Mind, dude.
I
you
literally
got the crowd off.
I bombed so hard because no one was listening. They started, everyone sat down when, like, the judges started talking. It sucked so bad. I was like, okay.
So, like, how many comics were there in that
competition? It was, like, I think 10, 15. I don't remember, honestly.
What they should do with those is, like, they should have batches of three. And you vote for, like, the best of that group. So that way the comic is still fresh in your mind.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to go back and, like, all right, who was the best one? It's like, oh, that comic from an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
Or this comic I saw 20 minutes ago. You know, it's so they should do groups of three, and then so like then you get like maybe like five comics from that, and then those five comics go and do like a second round if they get called. So you should really be prepared to do 10 minutes.
Also, the judges were just like,
who are the judges?
Shitty like business owners.
Oh fuck it!
It was
terrible. That's useless.
It was horrible.
Let's be 100% honest. It's like art should not be a competition.
No,
and stand-up comedy is an art. And these
competitions
are just ways for clubs or producers to exploit comics, to have them bring people, to sell tickets for what? Oh, a spot on another show, maybe. And then you can be like, I won this competition because I brought 8 people from work. It's like, why don't you put on your own show and have those 8 people come to that?
I did a roast battle. I judged in Connecticut. Shout out roast battle.
Shout out real roast battle.
Yeah, shout out
in Connecticut.
Battle Hartford. I did it, though, when I found out during the judging, I already voted for the other guy, that the other guy brought the crowd, and I reverted my vote. I was like, fuck you. Like, you're not, fuck no. It goes to the other guy. I was like, no. I was pissed.
Powerful
stuff,
man.
Don't fucking, we're cool. It was a joke, sort of, but it's true. I hate when people do that. I hate when people bring the crowd and win. It's like, you didn't win. You fucking...
Yeah, all your friends just
your
voted
friends
for
voted
you.
For you.
Yeah.
That's not... That's... At a comedy
you
competition...
You weren't the funniest
person.
You were
the
just the... You're the most friends.
You are the most friends. Yeah. Fuck you. If you did that and you're watching this, I hope you rot in hell and die.
Yeah, you piece of shit. We're going to kill you. And our fan base is going to kill you,
too.
Yeah,
they're going to send me after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll squash your head like the mountain in that Game of Thrones season 4, dude.
Celiacs, I command you to kill this guy. That's our fan base name, Celiacs.
The Celiacs.
Celiacs.
Oh, yeah, man.
Damn, dude.
You guys getting that bread?
All the time, dude. Every fucking day, dude. Even though carbs are poison, dude.
We did forget to say that. If anyone's listening at this point, please subscribe right now.
Or give us money, dude.
And
just
like,
Venmo me.
Yeah, Venmo us, subscribe. Yeah. Honestly, and tell a friend about it and say, this podcast is silly and these guys are funny. Listen to
and
it.
And donate to my ride.
Mostly importantly, donate to Anthony's ride. Because you can subscribe to our podcast anytime. Who knows how many bike rides Anthony has left, dude.
Isn't it crazy that like more people still support Chris D'Elia than like anyone we kind of know? Like, if you look it up, like I look it up every once in a while. Chris D'Elia has more followers than all of us. Makes sense.
Who gives a fuck?
And then there's like more people we know who like and support his shit than we
don't
even
think
about
and
it.
Support his shit.
If you watch his Instagram, you can see the comics we know liking his stuff.
Like who?
You can pull it up right now.
Well, I don't have my phone. It's recording. Who's recording? Who's doing it? And name one person I know. I don't. I wouldn't. No friend. No friend of mine. No friend of mine likes that pedophile, dude.
You'll be like, what? And it's just that's what I mean. Like, I'll none of my friends don't even support me and shit. And
well,
I'll,
it's like clout, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah,
like my friends will like share the new Drake album, and I'll be like, he's not seeing this. Yeah. It's not good, and he's not coming to hang out. He's not throwing underage pussy your way.
Yeah, but I mean, have you seen Millie Bobby Brown lately? I mean, who could blame
Drake?
She's
pretty hot.
Oh my god! If I could just run my tongue up and down her ass.
151 people that I follow Chris D'Elia. Yeah.
Oh no, dude.
Yeah. I gotta go down the list.
In alphabetical order.
D'Elia's list.
The D'Elia list. So wild. It was funny when like they were like, "Hey, this guy like statutory rapes people," and he's like, "I'm actually a father." And he just like did like such a hard pivot.
I love going on his Instagram and seeing those videos, like him and his kid, like doing the like, "Oh, well, can we guess the name? Oh, pedophile." Yeah. It's like. Whatever he is
like he has a good voice for podcasts and shit, but his takes are just so dog shit now.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah, so it's like
he's never been funny to me. Like I've
nice,
never,
good for you, dude.
Yeah, I've always been on the right side of history on
that
one.
Yeah, dude. I was like, damn, this is like he's like a cool guy. You know, it's like what was his first special? It was like white guy, black guy black comic or some shit like that. Where he's like, yeah, I kind of sound like a fucking black guy. Well, I sound like a black guy too. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah,
Jesus
dude.
Jesus Christ.
I could do that shit too. Ooh, 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 ooh.
So horrible.
Easy peasy, dude. Next topic.
Natural. That was natural.
Next topic, dude. Whoa, is a black guy here now?
I did.
Damn, dude, I really just want to like not have a career doing it.
Jesus.
But who gives a fuck, dude? It's over.
I did a physique competition like 2 years ago, and
nice.
I got spray tan. Two coats. I was black. Black body.
Just,
I was full black body.
Face,
yeah. No, I was.
You wash out the tan and everywhere.
You look like Curtis Mayfield when you put on shades.
It was full black body, yeah.
Nice, dude.
I went for Halloween once as... This is the costume's fault. I went as a Mexican. That was the costume. I got a costume. It was like El Rancho or something like that. Nice. And then it was fucking a poncho, a mustache, and a sombrero.
That's not bad.
And got laid in it. So
ooh,
whose fault is that?
Muy caliente.
You know so that's really on her.
Yeah, on her. No pictures taken, so try proving it besides me admitting to it on
this is a parody, though. None of this is real.
Yeah, it's real.
I don't have brain cancer.
If you do want to get away with blackface, you can be like, oh, my Halloween costume is Justin Trudeau's Halloween costume.
Ooh, that's a good one. That is good.
Pretty smart. And like,
that's so meta, dude.
It's fucking powerful, dude. And also a powerful analogy on our current situation in life.
And then if people don't like fuck with it, could you be like, oh, I guess it's too
cool you can't
for
handle
you.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's, too meta. It's above your head.
Sorry you can't handle this.
A girl who used to do comedy in Connecticut kind of left because they found a picture of her doing blackface.
Why? That's hot.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It was like, I remember seeing it and being like, whatever, dude.
Nice, dude. Yeah,
whatever. Well, it was so long ago in the thing. I was like, whatever. But she made a big, everyone made a big deal out of it and she didn't really. You know, whatever.
People will always fucking do that, but then outrage lasts like at most like a month, maybe even that long. Like, if you give people enough time, like people forget, people just like stop giving. People, nobody really gives a shit.
Also, blackface wasn't blackface for a lot. Like,
it's a minstrel show.
Well, no, blackface like people used to dress up in costumes and just be costumes. They weren't like I'm getting blackface. It became a thing when people. Like in the last 10, 15 years, started really recognizing it as like a horrible thing from the like.
Why was it a horrible thing?
The 1920s when white people used to, instead of letting black people act, they would.
That sounds
spray.
It just sounds like you know typical, typical safety precautions, dude. You know.
And really,
it's
actually
dangerous.
Be like, ooh, on stage
it's fucking,
is terrible.
It's fucking funny, dude. Oh my god, yeah, you got a fucking black eye, big old bone through his nose, you know. Fucking neck all long from those fucking rings.
I think
it.
That guy was black. Do you ever see the Little Rascals where they get a guy from Borneo, like somewhere in Africa, and it comes to the town and they just terrorize him because he runs around the town because he gets out of like his it's I guess it's really bad. Like, it's really, the more I'm explaining it, like It's like a sideshow. It's like a traveling carnival or whatever, but one of the attractions is the guy from Borneo, and it's just a Bushman.
That was an actual thing, like in like the New York zoo.
Right.
At one point, they had like a black guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Be careful," you know. And then
it's like a wild man.
Yeah, but like you saw, like, but like the people kept taking pictures, and he started like freaking out.
Right.
He broke out of his chains, grabbed a woman, and started climbing up the side of the Empire State Building. Crazy.
So that's the wild, rascals. Dude.
Yeah. They made a documentary on it, dude.
The guy gets out, and all the little rascals fuck him up, dude. They, like, stick firecrackers in his sandals and stuff. Yeah, because he's running around, and he's just being – he's just looking for, like, food and stuff. But because he's a Bushman, they're all like, that's a – it's a crazy man. So they, like, fuck with him.
Nice.
It's brutal.
Well,
dude.
They were little rascals, dude.
Little rascals.
They're rascals.
Even the other black one was like, I'm fucking with him, dude. There was Petey, dude. There is an episode too where the they all get attacked by pirates for some reason, and they're listening to the pirates plan things. And one of the pirates is like, "Which one do you want me to bring you?" And he's like, "One with a lot of dark meat on it." And Petey goes like, "What the hell?" Like, it's so, it's there.
They're going
dude.
After buckwheat, dude.
It was exactly. Yeah, it's the same. He was like,
Lord, those pirates is gonna kill me.
There was buckwheat and Petey. Petey was like not as poor. Mm-hmm. He was like,
he was the house.
When were these? Like the 30s, 40s?
I think like 1920s to 30s.
And Alfalfa grew up and got murdered. I read the story recently. He was like a really shady guy, and he would like he went to someone's house over like $18 and had an argument, and they had a shootout.
Nice, dude.
It was like, you robbed me, and then they just it is what it is.
We had two kids my senior year of high school get kicked out because of a drug deal gone wrong.
Damn.
The one kid was selling weed like outside school too. Like they could see it on the school cameras.
That's
like
the best weed, baby.
It was really dumb. It was like after it was like at night, and the one kid didn't pay him, and the other kid stabbed him, and then he dumped the fucking. And it's like, dude, it was like, how much could that have been? Yeah. Like an eighth of weed, like
not a lot,
a half ounce maybe, like at most.
Not worth that stabbing someone.
I don't know, dude. How good was the weed?
It's probably dog shit.
Yeah, probably. You know that fucking high school connoisseur weed, dude? It's like, you don't even start smoking good weed until like your 20s. Yeah. And then you're like, oh shit, like I'm getting good fucking weed now.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. my high school, like, we didn't take New York State Regents.
Oh, yeah.
Because our finals were like way harder.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, like, well, that one kid who got stabbed, like, had a transfer. I don't know what the fuck happened. Because, like, he didn't have any shit.
Fuck, yeah, dude. It's like he almost didn't exist. Yeah. He probably had to, like, do shit. He probably had to, like, take a grade over or some shit, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably, but, like, you know, obviously.
But he had no region, so, like,
he's probably, like, in, like, juvie or something. He probably had, like, some, like, GED equivalent in juvie or some shit, maybe, you know, to make you a functioning member of society. Damn, that would have been fucking cool to kill somebody in your teens, dude.
Yeah, you'd be free now.
Yeah, I'd be a free man, dude.
And you'd know what it's like to truly live.
Yeah, and I'd have a murder under my belt. I'd get that off my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, honestly, if there's a time to be incarcerated, it's your teenage years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm fucking, like, crazy, dude.
Yeah, if you do it good enough, too, like, cool enough, where they're like, wow, he actually did it with precision, some, like, government agent will take you under his wing.
You up, dude?
Yeah.
You're in your fucking cell doing fucking your 15 push-ups a day, and like this guy with like fucking glasses comes in. And he's like, "I'd like to tell you about the Cool Guy Initiative. We're gonna make you a real life James Bond." He opens up a briefcase and there's a tuxedo in it.
Exactly.
You're like, "Oh, it's my time now. Yep. It's my time."
I always dreamed of something like that happening, dude. with zero effort.
Just like somebody recognizing your talent.
Yep. Just being like you. You're special, and you're gonna find aliens for us or some
that'd
shit.
Be tight,
you know?
Dude.
You're gonna save the world. We're gonna train you to do it.
If you could do like the Men in Black program,
yeah, I would 100%. What do I have? Oh, I have a girlfriend and my parents. Whooped in stand up comedy. Whoop de doo.
I don't know if I could leave Finney.
I don't know if I could leave stand up comedy.
You wouldn't have to leave. Finney.
I'll take Finn with me.
You take Finn, and Kelly comes home. Like, what the fuck? My boyfriend and the dog are gone.
My lover, my dog, my God.
It would be a cool existence, though. You could just pop around fighting aliens, one night stands all the time.
I'm really surprised that reboot didn't pick up. It's like, damn, it's like such an easy ass concept to make cool.
Men in Black?
Yeah, we need to, need a good ass Men in Black movie.
Well,
dude.
They didn't get the right people to do it.
They need like two new cool people with like a
we
good decent
Tessa
chemistry.
Thompson's like she.
Yeah, come on.
And they didn't
dude.
Show her ass that is. At all in the movie. She was a girl who was on
Thor, Love and
Thunder. Thor, but no, Westworld. She was on Westworld initially, okay. And she was so hot in Westworld. There was a scene where she was getting fucked by one of the robots, and she just gets up, and they show her ass, and she has a great ass.
And, like, comes dripping out of it.
It really is.
Like, ooh. Ooh.
But that was...
That was season two, right?
No, that was season one, okay. Actually. And that's the thing. She was hot, but she wasn't a... Men in Black. She should have been the girl they were fawning after in Men in Black, who became a new agent in Men in Black 2. Like, what's her name in Men in Black 1? The raspy white chick.
Yeah,
who isn't? She's so hot.
Agent L.
Yeah, and she was also in The Last Seduction, which is a movie where she's a black widow, uh-huh. Which is in noir. She's like the most evil woman. She's like a femme fatale, but worse. And in the movie, she seduces a guy. And then at the end, she turns the tables on him by being like, "You had sex with a transvestite before I knew you, and you're gay." And then he loses his mind. I swear to God. And
nice,
he
dude.
Kills her ex-husband, and then she frames him for it, and then she drives off with all the money. But she does it by being like, "Before I knew you, you were fucking gay." I swear to God. It's a great movie,
nice, dude.
That's the scene that triggers the guy to it, whatever. You think I'm making it up? I'm not.
No, yeah.
I just like this stuff.
He likes
trans. Gay was like very demonized back
in the
90s, day.
Too. She's like, "You fucking fag." It's brutal.
He probably smoked some weed.
Yo, he gets so mad at her when she goes off on him, dude. And I'm like, yo, even if I didn't do this, I would hit her. Like, this is, she says so much disrespectful shit in that moment. You're like, oh. Yeah, so he does like choke her, but then he's like, "I'm gonna kill your husband because you want me to, because that'll mean I'm a real man." And then she just leaves.
Pretty cool.
Anyway,
dude.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. It's
doing
a good movie.
What a woman says—that's pretty gay too, yeah. Dude.
I know.
You're not gonna beat those allegations of homosexuality if you're doing what would make a woman happy, dude.
She knew how to twist it, dude. Great movie.
Crazy.
You guys go watch it. That girl rules.
What a little cutie.
Yeah, her raspiness is what attracts me too.
Well,
because she's hot, and then she's like,
"You just jerk off your voice."
I am a fucking
yeah. ASMR.
Yeah, I actually hate ASMR, but yeah,
same.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't, dude. Especially when it's like, you hear when you hear the liquid in their mouth, bro.
Or they just like make like weird little like fucking noises and shit.
Oh, dude, no! And it makes me
speak to me at a normal voice.
It makes me. The people who do it are very assaultable too. I look at them and I go, "I just want to hurt you." I don't know why. When you do that, I want
to
smash.
I'm up to 15 push-ups a day now, bitch.
Yeah. All they do is
get the fuck out of my way.
About to be March. About to be 20.
Let's go.
You'll see, dude. You'll see, dude. You'll be back in a few. Watch, dude. You'll see. I'm gonna be huge.
Damn, no, dude.
Just to keep me fit, dude. You know what? You get
you
it.
Know what, you get it. You got
people,
muscles.
People be lacking out here, dude.
That's like, but that's like, it's New York, dude. We're in this brave new world, dude.
Is this normal, wow.
What?
Oh, wow, we're going. I'll ask one more thing, and we'll get out of here. Is this normal, Greg? If I walk around all day.
If I get an erection looking at a man, what's up with that?
No,
we'll talk after the pod. Sounds like you have some self-discovery to make.
I checked my, like, average, like, walking around day numbers. Well, when I, like, walk around, like, when I go out, like, you know. But when I do that, I burn, like, 900 calories. Is that normal?
I mean, how much are you walking?
I mean, a lot, I guess. But, like, that's a lot. I talk to other people. No one else is doing. No
that's
one
like,
else is putting
well,
up these numbers.
That's, like, what, like, 6 or 7 miles?
I don't know if it's that.
Because like
it's a
I
lot.
Feel like a mile, you probably burn around like
so
100
many.
Calories.
Dude, I'd be fucking, I guess it's biking too that's doing it, but I look at it and every day it's like you burned 900 calories and I'm like, how?
I walked 5 miles today and I burned like 3,000 calories.
It's fucking insane, dude. Why are you walking so much? Is this at workout or are you just
well, about? I also, like my job.
You're a physical trainer?
No, I drive, I'm a sales, I do sales for a company.
yeah, we don't want to. We probably shouldn't
don't
say
worry.
Like where
I'm
we work.
Dock
and
myself,
what we
but I do. I go. I do like business to business. I'm just like driving around all day, like running into stores.
A lot of that. I like that.
Damn.
I miss that sometimes, but
I don't know. I like working remote.
I just like driving to places and like finding out all the like stuff to do, like the restaurants in the area, the little nature spots to go smoke a little weed on your job.
Yeah. Smoking like weed on the clock is probably like the best high because it's like the most forbidden.
Yeah.
I don't really do it just because I have to drive.
And you also have to like
I don't like smoking before I drive.
But like, you know what? I'm never on video, but I've been smoking weed at my job for so long that if they do see me on video, I look the same. Because, like, it's like, I don't think anyone's ever seen me like not stoned. So it's like weirder if like, oh, Joe, you have a little pep today. It's like, oh, yeah, I didn't smoke 15 bowls of weed in the morning.
Like, I cut it down to 10.
Yeah.
Speaking of smoking weed, you guys should follow our sponsor, Dream Treats NYC.
Oh, yeah.
They got a great selection of weed. Edibles, including Rice Krispie Treats, chocolates, and gummies, which I highly recommend if you have a broken collarbone. It helped me a lot.
Dude.
Anyway, DM Dream Treats at NYC and or at Dream Treats NYC and tell them Selly sent you, and then we'll send you your stuff.
You get a little special treat.
Yeah.
Compliments of the boys.
Because I want to go smoke, so we got to end this podcast.
Yeah, we got to end this podcast. We got to get high, dude.
What's your are you plugging anything, my friend?
Aside from your bike thing, which
my bike
will
thing,
be
yeah.
it will be listed in the comments, so please donate to Anthony's cause. It's a good cause. He's a good boy. His heart is pure.
It's also
high demand. Sorry.
It's also going to be at the link in my bio, which is at @EL_Greco, and yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Always, brother. I got nothing, baby. How about that? If you want to book me, good, because I don't want to be one of these guys that has like. I'd love to quit my day job. I'm realizing like having a day job is more of a shackle than I originally thought.
Yeah, I can't hit a 12 o'clock mic on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like my career is suffering because I can't take a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go pay $8 to do a 5 minute set at an empty ass comedy club in the middle of the
where
day
where no one's paying attention at all.
But in the hopes of like, oh, maybe I'll get past at this club.
Yeah. Maybe David Tell
will maybe the booker will be here.
Me. Yeah, he'll see me and go, you got what it takes, kid. I'm going to take you on the road. I have some dates, but none of them are anything crazy.
Ooh.
I have Don't Tell Danbury, Don't Tell Connecticut, March 22nd.
Look at you go.
A few other bar shows. They'll be in my Instagram. So follow me at Silly Selly, guys.
Yeah.
All S's, no spaces, I at the end. Also, fingers crossed. No, yes Offense will be coming back next month.
Oh my god.
I just have to make it happen. I don't think I have anything else.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Super fun.
All right, man.
Always.
All right. Well, Alu Akbar, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.